In chapter 4 of the Fifth Dwelling Places, St. Teresa explains that the prayer of union is the prelude to what she terms spiritual betrothal. She goes on to stress the care that must be taken not to risk losing the grace that is being offered.
You've already often heard that God espouses souls spiritually. Blessed be his mercy that wants so much to be humbled. And even though the comparison may be a coarse one, I cannot find another that would better explain what I mean than the sacrament of marriage. This spiritual espousal is different in kind from marriage, for in these matters that we are dealing with, there is never anything that is not spiritual, for it is all a matter of love united with love. It seems to me that the prayer of union does not yet reach the stage of spiritual betrothal. In the case of this union with God, the agreement has been made, and this soul is well informed about the goodness of her spouse, and determined to do his will in everything, and in as many ways as she sees might make him happy. And His Majesty, as one who understands clearly whether these things about his betrothed are so, is happy with her. As a result, he grants this mercy, for he desired her to know him more, and that they might meet together and be united. We can say that union is like this, for it passes in a very short time. In it, the soul sees secretly who this spouse is that she is going to accept. Through the work of the senses and the faculties, she couldn't in any way or in 1,000 years understand what she understands here in the shortest time. But being who he is, the spouse from that meeting alone leaves her more worthy for the joining of hands, as they say. The soul is left so much in love that it does for its part all it can to avoid disturbing this divine betrothal. But if it is careless about placing its affection in something other than him, it loses everything, and the loss is as great as the favours he was granting her, and cannot be exaggerated.